This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Pope Francis delivered his annual Christmas message to the world on Wednesday. Sabina Castelfranco has more from Rome.
In his traditional Urbi et Orbi Christmas blessing and message from the central balcony of St. Peter's Basilica, the Pope said his thoughts went to the many areas of the world where there is darkness due to economic, geopolitical, and ecological conflicts, but said the light of Christ is greater. Pope Francis spoke of the many children suffering from wars and conflicts in the Middle East and mentioned Syria, Lebanon, and Iraq. He spoke of the people of Africa, where persistent social and political situations often force individuals to migrate, depriving them of a home and family. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has been promising U.S. President Donald Trump a special gift for Christmas. AP's Jackie Quinn has more on this ominous threat.
After North Korea's leader warned he would take action if sanctions are not eased by the end of the year, the speculation is that the Christmas gift he's promised the U.S. would likely be a new missile test, perhaps a missile capable of delivering a nuclear warhead. When asked how the U.S. will respond, President Trump said maybe Kim Jong-un is planning a nice present, like a beautiful vase, rather than a missile launch. A U.N. spokesman says the world body has a Christmas message for Pyongyang. It should work for peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula and resume disarmament talks with the United States. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A typhoon left tens of thousands of people stranded in the central Philippines on Christmas Day. It dumped rain on collapsed houses for the second day in a row. You're listening to VOA News. Hong Kong police fired tear gas and used pepper spray on protesters Wednesday to disperse crowds at a Christmas-decorated shopping malls and nearby streets. Hundreds of protesters descended on the shopping malls around the Chinese-ruled city, shouting popular slogans. Police have described their responses to the unrest as reactive and restrained. The leaders of China and Japan held a bilateral meeting on Wednesday. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more.
Chinese Premier Li Keqiang and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe have vowed to strengthen their relationship at a bilateral meeting in Chengdu on Wednesday. Li said in the meeting that he hoped the relationship between the two countries could get back on track and progress in the future. Abe hopeful ongoing discussions will lead to a visit by Xi. Wednesday's meeting came on the sidelines of a trilateral summit with South Korea, which provided a chance for the leaders of Japan and South Korea to meet for the first time in more than a year and stressed the need to improve ties after the, quote, worst period of tensions between their countries in decades.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. An activist group in Afghanistan says Taliban insurgents have captured a convoy of 27 peace marchers in western Afghanistan and taken them to an undisclosed location. A spokesman for the People Peace Movement says leaders of his group are in touch with senior Taliban leaders to ensure the safe return of the hostages. The U.S. Navy is paying tribute to two of the battleships lost during the attack on Pearl Harbor in 1941. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
The USS Arizona and the USS Oklahoma were two of the biggest casualties of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor in 1941. Acting Secretary of the Navy Thomas Moodley says two new nuclear fast attack submarines will be designated USS Oklahoma SSN 802 and USS Arizona SSN 803. In a statement, Moodley says it's his fondest wish that the citizens of the great states of Arizona and Oklahoma will understand and celebrate the Navy's desire to memorialize the 1,177 heroes who perished on the USS Arizona and the 429 more on the USS Oklahoma. I'm Ed Donahue.
Iran has shut down mobile internet access to overseas sites in several provinces a day before possible protest rallies. It comes as social media posts and some relatives of people killed in unrest in November over gasoline price hikes have called for renewed protests and commemoration ceremonies for the dead on December 26th. And Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has paid a surprise visit to Tunisia to discuss cooperation for a possible ceasefire in neighboring Libya. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.